Hey, all ready for me in there? Okay, scoot over. Prepare to get snuggled to you. Say, I know this is a stupid question, but those hand towels in the bathroom, they are for general use, right? Yeah, I know, I figure. They're just so decorative. I wasn't sure. I almost felt guilty drying my hands. Like your mom was about to bust in and be like, "What the fuck? I have those so perfectly arranged." Okay. Scoot my way more. I want to spoon that butt. Excuse me, mister. What do you think you're wearing? Oh, no, no, no. I don't think so. No pajamas for you tonight. Take them off. Now. Come on. You don't need to get out of bed. Just pull those knees up and worm that waistband down right here under the covers. Come on now. Chop, chop. Oh, silly boy. Did you think I could go a whole long weekend at your parents' without spending any time with my baby? With my real baby? Oh, my sweet little precious. We can pretend to be boring old boyfriend and girlfriend for your folks if we have to. But when it's bedtime, I need to snuggle up with my good boy again. Do you have those pesky bottoms off yet? Yeah? Good. Scoot on back then. Be my little naked spoon for me. That's it. Nuzzle that sweet tush up against me. And now let me reach around and feel that. There it is. You know, I feel so naked without your key around my neck. I just have to hold your cage for a bit, just to remind myself it's really there. Oh, baby. Don't worry. I know your parents' guest room is probably the last place on earth you want to be kinky. No, no, no. For now, I'm just going to grip this cage nice and tight for a sec. Like my own little stress ball. And then maybe, I'll start running my nail up and down between these bars. Just like this. Oh, shush now. I told you I need a little playtime with my good boy. You know I can't go a whole day without teasing him a little bit. On a good day, I dedicate a full hour to teasing him, with all of his attention nice and focused right where it should be, on me. On a good day, I'd be free to do so much more than just stroke these little strips of flesh rising up between your bars. Just like this. One at a time. With just my fingernail. On a good day, I wouldn't have to keep my voice down either. I could raise my voice as much as I'd like. I could make my good boy scream as much as I'd like. And that's just on a good day. On a great day, I could do what I like for a couple of hours or more. Maybe even a couple times throughout the day. All before one last go at him once it's bedtime. But I'm not the demanding sort. I know we have to behave ourselves while we're here. So I guess I'll take what I can get. Here, let's readjust. Raise your head up. That's fine, just like that. I want to sneak my arm under your neck. There we go. Just so I can hold my arm around you and hug you real, real close. That's nice, isn't it? This isn't too bad of a tease. I mean, really, who's teasing whom here? Normally, I could do whatever the fuck I please to you. Or to myself. And now I have to hold myself back. Now I have to be careful not to work myself up into too much of a state. It's okay, though. I'm tough. I just need to feel my little plaything squirm for me. Just for a bit. Just for a little while. Just as a reminder of what he means to me. All I need is to hear him call me by my name. My real name. Just the once. You can do that for me, can't you? I haven't heard it all day. Please say, yes, mistress. Just the once for me, okay? Thank you, baby. Someone's feeling a little oozy down here all of a sudden. Would you like me to switch things up a bit, huh? Now that I've teased the flesh, maybe I'll start stroking these bars just like this. Oh, so softly. Oh, so lightly. With just the tips of these two fingers. All so you can imagine how amazing that would feel if all this pesky steel wasn't in the way. Good boy. Squirm for me. You know how I like to fall asleep feeling you restless beside me. Here. I'll add a bit more pressure. You see, just enough to start tugging your cage a bit. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I think I need just a little bit more from you. This is too much of a tease for me. I'm only winding myself up like this. I think I need to feel you really need me before I can settle back down again. Reach up under the pillows for me. Go on. Slide your hand up and under. Oh, I know there's a ton of them. Just feel around underneath them all. You'll find it. You're feeling for something velvety. I packed us a little good night treat. That's it. One of our toy bags. Go on. Undo the drawstring. That's right. It's a dildo. Just a pretty glass dildo. Notice the shape, though. It's not all big and bulbous like the others. No, this one tapers down into an itty-bitty point, and it's nowhere near as long. That's because this one's for you. That's right. You know how we've been training this cute little tush of yours with all your little plugs? Getting it nice and accustomed to feeling stuffed. Well, I think it's high time to advance a little. Your sweet can has grown so used to having a little something. Something all up inside it almost all of the time. So much so that I bet it feels a little weird right now, huh? Feeling so empty and drafty all day. Well, I was thinking that once this weekend's over, once we're back at home, in our own bed, I thought that maybe I'd make it up to you. I thought I'd maybe give that tush a little treat. I thought it'd be finally time to strap myself in, strap my cock on, and finally, tear that ass to shreds. But first, I think we need to train it just a little more so it'll be ready for that big, thick cock of mine. I know it's used to being stuffed. But being stuffed isn't quite the same as being fucked, now is it? Put that dildo down a sec, good boy. Now feel in the back again. There should be a little thing of lube in there. That and the toy cleaner. Good boy. Here, give me the cleaner. We'll just set it aside for now, okay? Now, I'm going to hold this dildo up, just like this, right in front of you. And you just pop that lube open and get it nice and slick for me. Don't be afraid to use too much. It's better to go overboard than not enough. Good boy. Now, start stroking. Stroke it. Like you wish I'd stroke your cock right now. Stroke it like you wish I'd just relieve you of that orgasm I've been denying you for weeks now. Because you know, you wouldn't last long either way. Just so we can get it over with. Just so I can make you pop that one that's been building up forever and then let you recharge for the next one. When I'll take my sweet, sweet time building you back up again before I give you one more chance to come. One last chance to come. Before it's time to lock you back up again. Good boy. Good boy. Faster now. Jerk it, silly. Okay, that's enough. I think you've gotten it plenty slick for what's next. Now, roll over a bit onto your tummy. Let me see more of that tush. I'm just going to pull the sheets down for a better view, okay? There it is. Oh, I want to spank it so bad. But I'll be good. I'll stay quiet. Here, squirt just a bit of that lube onto my hand. Thank you, baby. Now, I'm going to rub this in and around your little bumhole. I don't want this to hurt. I want this to feel good. And maybe, just maybe, that's because I love you and don't really want to hurt you. All that much. Anyway, but really, it's because I want you to absolutely fucking love it. And squirm for me. And thrash for me. And show me just how badly you need more. So when we get back home, when I have you all tied down in our bed, when I'm pressing the tip of my big, fat cock against this tight, puckered hole just like this, I want you to be a total goddamn whore for it. Begging for it. Crying for it. Absolutely needing to get fucked so fucking bad. Oh, here it comes, baby. Here it comes. I know this dildo is so much longer than any of your plugs, but this tip is so much thinner, isn't it? You'll take this up your butt. No fucking problem. That way, baby. You're doing so good. Feels nice, doesn't it? Not just being stuck. Not just being plugged. But slowly, steadily, being penetrated deeper and deeper. There we go. All the way in now. Don't worry, I'll give you a second. I know I've never tickled you this deep before, but the base isn't any bigger than any of your plugs now, is it? Doesn't it feel nice? Yeah, it does. You like it? Okay, now comes the fun part. But first, roll onto your tummy more and pull one of those pillows down. Tuck it right under your hips. Raise this little tush for me. Good boy. You know what, though? Pull that one down some more. Turn it vertical and straddle it. Then pull another one down to prop your hips up. There's so many pillows, we might as well make use of them. There we go. Good boy. Already having trouble staying still, huh? That's what I want to see. And now comes the fun part. Now I'm going to start pulling out and pushing back in and pulling out. And back in we go. Nice and slow. Nice and easy. And now, baby, you, sweet boy, are going to learn what it feels like to be fucked. You're taking it so well. Out and in. Out and in. Hold on. I'm going to reposition. I'm going to straddle you. Just like this. Sitting on your back with this delicious ass in front of me. Yes, that's it. Draw those knees up a bit. Raise your ass for me. Oh, you're so precious, offering yourself up like this. Here, I'll start going a little faster. There we go. You like this, don't you? Being fucked, probed, penetrated deeper and faster. I promise, baby, it's going to feel amazing. When I have you all to myself. When I have you all strapped down. When I have you all trapped and bound with nowhere to go. When I fuck you with my cock over and over again. Oh, fuck yes. Go for it, baby. Squirm for me. You know that's what I want. Don't keep still. Squirm, writhe, thrash if you need to. That's what I want to see. I know some girls like their subby boys to be steadfast and patient, to stay stock still while they dish out whatever.
But not me.
I like my boys to be worked up into a frenzied state all the goddamn time. I'd love to drive them so fucking wild with my mere presence that they succumb so far and fast into a state of wanton lust and
absolute need.
That you can't even call it succumbing anymore. It's just their natural state. Their normal baseline. That's it, baby. You hump the air so very, very well. You buck and try to gobble this cock back up when it draws out too far. Just like the wanton slut I want you to be. That's what I want to see. I want to see you want it. I want to see you need it. I want to see you fucking squirm for it. Here, I'm going to give it to you nice and hard, nice and fast. Not quite rough. No, not yet. We'll save that for when we're home. We'll save that for when I fuck you with my strap on, with no one but you or I to hear. For now, we'll just give this ass a little tease of what's to come with this teeny weeny trainer of a dildo. Good boy. I feel you squirming under me. It just feels too good, doesn't it? Your ass was made for this, yeah? Yeah, you're goddamn right it was. All this time, all it's ever been is a warm, eager home for some girl's nice, big, wet, juicy cock. Good boy. You take it over and over and over again. Don't worry. I'm not gonna make you come. This is just a tease. This is just a little training session for what's to come when this weekend's all over and done with. And I finally have you all trussed up at home, where you should be. It's going to be so good, baby. Just picture it. You, tied down, arms spread, wrists lashed, on your back, with our little mount raising this ass up into the air for me. My hands under your knees, pushing your legs back, spreading your thighs wide open, pushing my cock deeper and deeper and deeper inside this ass, and then easing you into it, nice and slow, just to start, until I feel this ass really open up for me. And then, then the real fucking will begin. Oh, baby, I can't wait to see that cage just flopping around between those legs. To see you writhing and moaning and squealing for me. We're going to make all the noise, sweetheart. I'm gonna have you crying out just like a fucking porn star. Fuck. I want to spank this ass so bad right now. But that would be too loud, wouldn't it? I'll just give it a little nibble instead. Okay, that's enough for now. I'm going to draw this out now. Okay, then. Let me just clean this bad boy up with this cleaner. It's a good thing your folks keep the night table stocked with tissues. Okay. Now, if few more sheets to ball these up with in case there's any fun stains. All right, there we are. Tracks covered. Into the garbage all this goes. Okay, sweetness. Let's get back to spooning. That was everything I needed to feel reconnected with you. I'll just spread out right beside you and pull these blankets back up. And tuck us all back in so we're nice and warm and comfy together. That's it. Cozy right up into me. Let me just wiggle this arm back under your neck so I can hold you to me. Oh, this is just perfect. Thank you, sweetness. That was seriously all I needed. Just feeling you all needy and anxious for me. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so fucking lucky. Really, I'm so, so lucky to have you all to myself. Or near enough, anyway. We're only here for, what, 2 more days and nights? That's fine. I can manage that just fine. We'll have a couple more training sessions at bedtime each night, and then... Then we'll have, like, what, all of 72 hours left to go? Less than that, really. Honestly, I don't think I'll be able to wait once we're back home. And then I'm going to show you the real joys of getting fucked. You just dream about that, sweetie. Just settle down and close those eyes and take nice, deep, long breaths. And dream sweet little dreams about being torn up as the true anal queen we both know you are. And me? I'm going to do the same. Really, baby, I'm going to sleep so good tonight. I really do mean it, babe. I am so, so lucky. I hope you feel the same. You don't mind if I just hold onto this cage while we drift off, do you? It just feels so comforting without your key on my chest.